Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Ben Davis, and this is From Jerusalem with Love. Today is October 21st, 2020, and we are here in Israel, the Holy Land, the only Holy Land in the world, wishing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu happy birthday and counting our blessing. First, the rain that fell on Jerusalem yesterday, that was grand. Just knowing about it, it was great. More of a miracle that saved us again and again in the Jewish state. This time, technology helped us detect a terrorist tunnel that was discovered in the south, one that could have jeopardized the very core of Israel. More with our blessing of our new friendship that we celebrate and keep on celebrating with you, the United Arab Emirates, we can understand that it's happening every day now, and it's amazing. And I think that they can feel for us and what's going on Temple Mount, because they had something that they felt what's going on there, especially now that it feels that the new day is coming, and the overwhelming work that President Trump and his cabinet accomplishment together with Mr. Pompeo did for the last, and we all wish them 4 more years. Yes, 4 more years. And since friends are treasure and good friends are to keep forever, I want to recognize my dear friends, David Beasley, head of the World Food Organization, whose organization won the Nobel Prize. Congratulations, David. And, the World Food Organization, great job, you all. It's amazing that you all made it, but the food is the most essential factor in the next segment. That's why I think that Prince Charles is so instrumental in this time, because he spent his life studying about food. And when people say what he was doing all these years, now that the monarchy is evolving, Prince Charles is in the right time, in the right place. So let's go to a break, and we'll be back after this.
Israel is located in one of the most volatile areas in the world. Israel is an island of stability in a sea of war and unrest. In the midst of this turmoil, Israel stands out as a beacon of order and human progress. Each week we update you on what's happening in this, the Jewish state, a true light unto the nations. This is Jay Shapiro. Join me every Thursday on Israel News Talk Radio.
It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem with Love. You know, we have to think, what next? What next after the coronavirus? And an amazing thing about people innovation today is all those social media that we use, suddenly it's being transformed to a mega event. You get a mega event on LinkedIn that it's the World Economic Forum is having a session there that you can live through it, see what the countries are talking about and what's the next events are. It's been amazing yesterday to listen to the proposition of what are the growth factor that they're expressing for the next year. They expect America to be on a pre-coronavirus level, on the very second stage of 2020. 21. And on the Chinese one, they are already saying that they are already picking the slack, and they're all over the internet, and they are working like crazy, and they are planning to be back on track in the end of this year, which is impossible, but they're hopeful. But before we start talking, there was incredible story today. Just got out from BBC News that Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, she was witnessed on a stream, you know, on a game show that is Switch, is a game that everybody Twitch called. Everybody in the game world, children are playing there. And she says, anyone want to play Among Us with me on Twitch to get out the vote? And she never played before and looks like fun. So the big guys from those events picked up on it, and sure, they got her on the game, and she got 400,000 viewers. Well, let's mind you, she joined them. You know, it's not like they came after her, but it was a good maneuver to get out the vote. 400,000 among the youngster, very smart, clever girl from New York City. I wish she was a little nicer too. Maybe we can play ball, you know. But that was a win today for her. Anyway, from the World Economic Summit that we heard, listened yesterday, they were thinking about how the growth is going to be and how you can amalgamate the retailers and the people that needs to work together to make a difference. Think about it. We have a lot of merchandise all over the globe, right? And it's all in container, or it's all in warehouses. So people need to buy them. But the only way to sell it is through the internet. But problem with manpower is that you don't have enough people to make a real inventory if you don't have it all computerized, or if you are shrink, if you're downsized, if everything was moved away, you actually don't have a real count of what's happening. And if you do, you don't have everything for every size. You know, you have a leftover. So you need to work very hard with some computer savvy to manipulate the internet information to make sure that you got what you you can sell, you have it online, and what you have online, you're selling, and that's how you can ship together. However, having said that, it doesn't mean that you cannot create some kind of consortium of everybody in the internet of doing the same thing. If the Zappos, for example, will start opening their doors to other small or adjacent to them to have other small stores going into a link to them in case they want some kind of other information. Because once you gather the traffic, the traffic is good when it comes from all over. And if you are conditioning people to go through a center, it always will be like, you know, the mega mall. Why they created them? Because everybody can win. You never knew that you need a pair of shoes till you run by the mall and saw one you definitely need. That's the rules of the game in marketing. So if people will start considering having a kind of unification on the world stage, that can help us. But we need to play fair with Amazon, because we've been in the last few shows, we had some kind of a situation where a lawyer talked to us about how they freeze the account, how they freeze the merchandise, how they make sure you guys can manipulate it any given time if there is a complaint or so-called complaint. So we need to have a better regulation of the internet. Now, having said that, make you think that we have actually a common denominator that is the internet that is not legalized or any format of rule of engagement that you can go. Of course, they wrote forever. You have to apply, comply, blah, blah, blah. But it's not about that. It's about who holds the key to your site. And if every site in the internet that goes on the global world, like the Google and Amazon, is always American, you become a dependent to an American court. And if you're in Italy or if you're in Spain or if you have an issue with a merchant that sell out of Brazil, you have to go through American court to get them this, you know, seize the account, and you go. So this is a whole new ball game that you guys didn't expect, or people did expect, but you never know how it's going to end because the rules of engagement are not there. Now, having said that, you know that the rulers and the leadership are not in check. They're not doing their job. But let's assume they do their job. Let's assume they're trying to take care of the coronavirus. But the thing about this is a rule of thumb right now that, you know, you cannot ever do everything all at the same time. You need to start breaking it to ground and start delegating and, you know, make people, a lot of people work together. That's where you want to be a team leader and not just a leader. And this is something of the future of this universe of ours needs to lead. The leadership depends on amalgamation of the forces on the ground. It's not, you know, there is no kingdom in that hall. However, having said that and mentioning the kingdom, I never undermine the divinity entitlement of the crown princess and prince and queen. There is titles like the crown's prince or the Queen of England, which she's celebrating many years of reign, and may she last for many, many more. We love her, we adore her, and she's incredible leader and a strength to our universe. She holds us still in the time of the most incredible time of the history. And even when Churchill was there and she was young, she was listening, she was learning, she was studying. And she holds this world together to the next stage. And we owe her endless gratitude. And the fact that she knows that she's there for life, it's because her commitment to God and her duty, and she's divine providence, of course, put her. Now, divine providence gave Charles the idea to learn how food is built and what needs to be done. I don't know what is treaty with that is. However, food is scarce in the world, and we need to start organizing the resources. And resources is something that we all have a part of it, and we're all responsible. Now, especially in the vegetables, or it says in the growth, and something that stuff that grow. And that's why Charles, I think, people don't realize how life works, but all of a sudden, you know, from out of the blue, you need to know about agriculture. And agriculture is a science and a work that people know how to. There are people who have it naturally, and people who have to learn it. And there is so much more to learn, and the world is incredible. And now that we have in the, you know, working in the Senate treaty to help develop between Israel and America, a very nice treaty to create some kind of development for their agriculture, because Israel is the innovation site, not because we're the smartest, because God wants us to be the leading light upon nation to give you all what needed. We are like the workshop for God. Okay, so just let's not get ahead of ourselves. It's a hard duty, and it's not easy. Like the queen and the king, this seems everybody thinks that they are so happy and everything. They have hard time, especially when, you know, they have a breaking heart, like Prince Harry has right now, because he's torn between his duty and love to his country, and between, you know, an American who doesn't want to be a princess. That's the way it is. She wants the princess, but she doesn't want to be a princess. Anyway, let's take a break, and we'll be back after this. We'll talk some more.
The Tamar Yonah Show.
Tamar, she's sassy.
She's smart.
She's funny.
But she's also a real Jewish mother.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tamar Yonah. And yes, I can be all of those things, but at Israel News Talk Radio, I'm here to bring you the news stories and guests that you may not hear anywhere else. Join me live on air Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays for the most unique and bold talk radio in Israel.
The Tamar Yonah Show.
Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Did you know this psalm and many others were composed by a Jewish shepherd and musician who later became a king? Would you like to know some of the inner meanings of psalms to help you connect with God and strengthen your soul? An exciting and easy-to-read book is now available, which will help you do just that. Software for the Soul, Psalms for Everyone, available on Kindle, Audible, and Amazon.com. Software for the Soul.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem We Love. You know, South Carolina is the state that I love, the state that is my home, is a state that I think she's the pearl of the eastern shore of America. She's that state that belongs to God, I think, because they call it the low country. Not for nothing, because when you walk on the beach, you can feel the clouds are so low that you can touch them almost. And seagulls are all over. I love that beach in Hilton Head Island, and I love South Carolina. Now, South Carolina has been big in the news because they have people, smart people there. They are really, really smart, and they are hardworking people, and they work hard, and they understand things very fast. Now, of course, it's a red state because it's a Republican. And most of the people that thinks that right now Senator Graham is in play don't know South Carolinian, because you can throw the money their way and they throw a million in them, but they wouldn't sell their principles. And what Jamie Harrison is trying to do is try to buy the vote. Now, let's assume we have already one black Republican on the other seat of the South Carolina Senate. And the question is, should we as Americans think about Jamie Harrison as a good option for South Carolina? South Carolina is a state that needs innovation constantly, because they have the Dreamliner there, they have the BMW there, and now they put in the state of York, they're going to invest in the electrical cars, which will bring not so many, you know, 280 workplace, but it will be a lot of investors. Now, South Carolina as a state is amalgamation of businesses, because she's in the border between, you know, Georgia has, Savannah has the port that can connect China. They always say that China will use the Savannah port because it comes with big vessel. So South Carolina is on the angle between the Savannah River, and you have the Savannah port. And, of course, everything else to the other side where she can, through Charleston, she can have a lot of the BMW shipped out and shipped in. It's a commerce kind of a state. People don't realize it. A lot of things happening through this because she's right in the middle, many retirees. It's a great weather, but it's a state on the move, because it's a contingency of a lot of culture together. Now, Jeremy Harrison might be a nice guy. All the money that comes just proved that he's not good enough to get his own ground. He needs to buy it. But why we want to change Lindsey Graham? Because he's one of the most remarkable leader in the Senate. That's his committee is incredibly bright. This leadership always walk. And, you know, somebody was attacking him in the airport. He says, and he asks, where you come from? He said, what do you care where I come from? What kind of a rude answer to give a senator? He's trying to be friendly and talk you on the level, and you are attacking him. What, you know, you were from Seattle, one answer. He said, yes, all the trouble come from Seattle. Yes, you guys in Seattle are a mess because the Democrats can control law and order. Now, policemen are usually with the military. Military is usually with the right wing. Right wing is always with the Republican. Republican always with order and discipline and a lot of businesses. So to give Democrat that wants to take you back to the Stone Age of civilization, where you are on black people will be on tickets of food stamp. That's what you guys want to remember. How far we went, South Carolina, when I came in 1994 after the hurricane. It was bad. It was really bad. Nothing was happening there. And we were, and we started, and we brought it together. We brought the community together, brought people to be activists together. We worked hard with the black community. And I can say it because I was one of them. I would go to the university and be a friend with them because I want to give them that idea that even I was, you know, a big accent and all, but even that I was well off, it doesn't mean that I exclude. And they become friendly, very friendly. And before we know it, South Carolina started growing like crazy. It was growing so fast because we brought people, we brought workers, we start managing. You see, it's an opportunity brings the energy. The energy gets you on the move. When you start moving stuff, people move in. And we ended up with one more chair of congressional chair in South Carolina, something that you cannot say on any other state for many years. I was so impressed because so many people want to move near by us, because we took there was a forest completely. Okay, let's not talk about paper and forest that you know, you have to build houses for older elderly. But it's the smartest things to do, because what you do, you take the retiree, give them some space, give them some good retirement. Give them some space, you work hard, you give them top-notch university. We built even, we fight for the University of South Carolina to be there, to have the four-year degree. I was there on the board when we claimed that right. We worked so hard for so many years, and to see that you guys want to kick Senator Graham because somebody is pouring the money, and what always the sign is, when they pour the money, it means that they are not good enough. And when they pour the money, you don't know where they come from. When you don't know where the money come from, you better watch out. you better watch out where the money come from, because you don't know who you sell your soul to. And what about religion? Do you think that the Democrats can hold the Bible Belt? The Bible Belt, by definition, tells you you must believe in God in order for you to be applying to any official duty. South Carolina is not a state that you can sell to a Democratic voice. South Carolina is a Bible state. It's a state that the Bible Belt that brings together unification, grace, love, caring, understanding, love for humankind, and helping each other, and charity, and prayers, and wow, did I say love? Of course I said love. So much love for South Carolina. And we build, and we work, and we create it, and we push. And we even fathom the idea of, you know, to making more movies, because, you know, the Prince in Tides was in South Carolina. And we went to even with Ed Ocala. Happy birthday, Ed Ocala. I didn't forget you at the end. Ed Ocala have a birthday, and he was an incredible TV host. In South Carolina, is incredible, man. And we went and we promote South Carolina and Beaufort County to the movie industry, because we want to have more movies. We build houses that deserve to be on the movie. We built a lot of gated community that they like to call them plantation, because it's the old agents thing. But all the Democrats can take it the wrong way. Yes, 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 I know. There was a history in America that it used to be, you know, a long time ago. England was a part of it too. Nothing I can do about it. I came after that, okay? I came with Reagan. When Reagan was ruling, and when he gave amnesty to all those Mexican that crossed the border and worked hard, and if they have working ability, and they give themselves to the rightful idea, they become American citizen. And sure enough, I knew so many of them, and they were so happy, and they love President Reagan for that. And that's what I know that they're planning to do now with amnesty, because it's time to legalize all those people that worked there in America for 30 years. The newcomers, of course, you need to hire the bar and try to keep them out. And with the wall, it will do that. But, you know, the one inside already, second, third generation, come on, what are you trying to do? Anyway, where else to go? We need their forces. They are the best labor. They are the best loyal Mexicans, Latino loyal people. And we love them. And we want them to be Republican too, because we need the force that create this economy of America. We need to beat that round again, and we're going to do it if we work hard, okay? So let's work hard. Let's make sure that Jimmy Harrison will say bye-bye, and we'll be back after this.
In a time where feelings have become fact, where rational thought and common sense has disappeared, one man stands above it all.
I'm Howie Sobiker, your political hitman.
Political Hitman airs every Tuesday at 11:59 p.m. North American time, 7 a.m. Israeli time, only on Israel News Talk Radio.
Are you interested in transforming your life, drawing closer to the Creator, and uncovering the deeper meanings and hidden treasures in the Hebrew Bible?
Then join me, Rav Yitzhak Michelson.
And me, William Hall.
On The Science of Kabbalah, where we are seeking to narrow the gap between what we understand of our physical and spiritual worlds. So make sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Israel time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Israel News Talk Radio.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem with Love. Hello to all our friends in the world. We don't have the list right now because, as usual, people are jealous. They get us. They mess with our computer constantly, and we cannot have you. But I know that you're in America, you're in Canada, you're in Israel, you're in the United Kingdom, you are in Brazil, you are in Colombia, you are in Malaysia, you are in Florida, yes, of course, in United States of America, you're in Finland, you're in Sweden, you are in Italy, everywhere. I know you are there because you listen every week. Now, of course, the one in Russia and China and India are the one that we never see, but we know you're there, okay? So let's assume we know that you guys are listening. And the amazing thing about it is I love to talk to you in general. Okay, let's talk what next. What next? This is the last segment. So first of all, what God taught us in this coronavirus routine? We are we're talking to our Father, the creator of this universe, and we ask him, God Almighty, what should have we learned? We learned that we are useless because one virus can kill us all. All right. We need each other because we can help each other when they time in need. We can we're contagious sometimes when we're sick. So it means that when you're bad, you better stay away. When you're good, you better help. The idea of people are much nicer today. We were taking them some for granted that we said, oh, those people again. Now we love to have a party. You know, like if there is a restaurant, people are sitting outside. It's like we'll be, oh my God, we can sit here. There are people. Nobody's gonna kick us. No mask anymore. That will be the day after. No mask anymore. One day it will go away, and probably it will be after the election, after everything, the dust will settle. We realize that we're still in the same hall and with the same people, doing what? Think about it. If you vote Pelosi, Speaker of the House, again, and she will use 3 years of your time to waste on investigation of something the Vice President, the candidate for President Biden did, that, you know, like abuse of power with Ukraine, the one that he did, and he bragged about it. So that will be Pelosi. 3 years of that, what she did, $80 billion of your money that's going to go to waste. American money, of course, but it's money of all over the world because America is everybody. And then you got the potential friendship between Russia and America is being blown away because everybody's scared from Russia all of a sudden when Russia is trying to help. I don't know what about this thing about Russia that you guys do have the always the goons, you know, that somebody that you need to hate, but it's not like that. It's a new day game. It's a new age. It's a new day. And Russia is doing what it is. But China's idea of the new age, the new time that will come, where she will have this all belt of traveling belt all over the world, where she can ship all her stuff. We have Mike from California. Hello, Mike. How are you? Somebody's listening. Okay, I can hear you walking.
Hey, I'm good, and thank you for taking my call.
Oh, I know who is this. Now, before you hang up like you do every time, I'm very happy you're here. Did you call to wish Prime Minister Netanyahu happy birthday? Of course not. Guys, tell me something that I don't know. Mike,
yeah,
tell me something
and, I
don't know.
I have a question.
Okay.
I have a question, you know, the issue that is...
I'm listening. Ding dong, ding dong. Yeah, yes, Mike, talk to me.
Yes. My question is that the issue that is really important for me, and I wanna hear your view about it, is that unfortunately, I think Trump thinks that he's above the law. He has said several times that he would not necessarily accept the election results. And this is a very worrying issue to me, you know. Unfortunately, some days ago, Trump published three tweets and attacked some states like New York and California. I don't know. I'm wondering why Trump attacked American people that are not agree with him, and what would be the consequences of such actions. I want to hear about your view about this issue.
Well, thank you so much for your call, Mike. The idea that he's not accepting the result, it's not true, because they said that he will accept it, and Pompeo was on the news saying that. Now, the fact of the matter is that the Democrat didn't accept the result for 3 years. Beautiful. For 3 years, they actually negate him, they obstruct him, they even impeached him on something he didn't do. He never got 100 days of grace from them. And not just this, they did the same thing on Bush Jr., which after the vice president then, you know, the vice president of Clinton lost. They forgot that they couldn't tolerate Bush, and they did the same routine. But him, he was a little stronger because he come from a family from Texas that wouldn't take it. And Trump is all alone in the midst. And that's why I believe that the only party pooper is the Democrats in this case. They are not good. I wouldn't like them to be in a team, on a sport team, because they have really a bad mannerism about them. They riot, they break stuff, and they don't obey the law. And the fact of the matter that every time they have a problem, they blame it on Trump, which is doing everything in his power. You see, everybody has a fault. Everybody, but if we don't work together, we can never make the difference. The idea of a difference is to make it to the next level, and to the next level is to stop fighting. If you fight, you negate yourself the chance to progress. And that's what they did to America in the mix of the most incredible growth potential. They jeopardize everything for doing nothing. Those Democrats need to go home because they are do-nothing Democrats, not because they are beautiful. It's because they do nothing. And if anybody can think that being soft of anybody can make the result better, they forget who we are. And just reminding everybody, today is the 23 of October, 1983, there was a barrage attack on people in Lebanon. The Marines that we lost 240 some heroes in Lebanon, and I want to recognize them, and I want to send always my prayer for their soul that they gave us. That's why when Lebanon they are playing rough again, we need to remind them all that American will not come back to Lebanon to rescue them. Not anymore. Of course, there is Israel here, but it's not the same thing. America can negotiate, America can help, but you play nice. If you play bad, we'll hunt you. And like we're hunting right now, the Hezbollah, all illicit activity in Europe and behind are on digital map. We are tracking them. They are up, you know, they're up for grab, because if they think that they can put a weapon on Europe soil and jeopardize the livelihood of millions from all over, and all the people around that, you know, they are completely out of game, outplayed by them. This time, the digital market, digital map will track them and will find the illicit activity and will announce, and they're going to come to court. You know, Lebanon has a day to recover, but the Hezbollah needs to dismiss himself, and Ayatollah Khomeini needs to get away from the Iranian regime so they can start living their life too. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one day, right? Let's hope, and just remember, we are here in the Holy Land. I'm hoping for rebuilding the Holy Temple, and it's going to be soon, I hope, and I hope it's going to be today that we start recognize that God Almighty is the only ruler in the world, and we only His servant, and wherever we are, we need to serve God and be good to each other. So I wish you well. I wish you peace. I love you. I pray for you. Pray for the peace of Zion, okay? For Jerusalem's sake. And be good. That's when everything will come with light from here to you, and with love and blessing. Be well. Ciao, ciao.
Where can you get the inside news on Israel? At Israel News Talk Radio, we're dedicated to sharing Israel's inside story with the world by providing our listeners with news on Israeli politics, current affairs, and Israeli Jewish culture. The Israel News Talk Radio homepage also provides you, the listener, with useful information at your fingertips, with scrolling news headlines, weather, currency exchange, Shabbat candle lighting times, and so much more. Our radio programming is always accessible and on demand. We operate absolutely free of charge for everyone, everywhere. If you love what we do, partner with us now by becoming an Israel News Talk Radio supporter. With your support, you'll be inscribed on our Israel News Talk Radio Wall of Fame. There's nothing like us in the world. Be part of something great. Israel News Talk Radio, straight talk from Israel.
Howdy, this is Rita from League City, Texas, now living in Israel. And though my heart may have belonged to Texas, it now belongs to Israel and all the fantastic show hosts at Israel News Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Michael Solomon from Kiryat Arba, Israel. And why do I love listening to Israel News Talk Radio? Because I love listening to the interesting interviews they do and their news reporting that most other media sources don't cover.
Hey, this is Nicole Eko from Malmo, Sweden. It gets pretty cold here in Sweden, so I love cuddling up with a warm cup of tea while I listen to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, this is Frank Karras from Tennessee. Me and my dog Buster really love listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.